evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19.
According to the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe, 17 people died of COVID-19 yesterday and 826 tested positive for the coronavirus. Currently, more than 1,700 Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year.
The Ministry of Health also reports that there are currently 5,073 active cases of COVID-19 in the country, out of over 44,000 people that have tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year. At least 37,524 people have recovered from the disease.
Over 725,000 people have already received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe in phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program, amid fears of shortages of vaccines in the country. The Minister of Health says Zimbabwe is expected to receive from China 2.5 million COVID-19 doses before the end of the month.
Currently, the ministry has declared local COVID-19 lockdowns in Kariba, Chirundu, Karoi, and some parts of Bulawayo, including Kulumane, Nketa, Emkanweni, Emakandeni, Luveve, Country Park, Njube, and the Central Business District.
Most of these areas have dawn to dusk curfews.
And on a sad note, former Warriors and Dynamo's kingpin, Sande Chizambwa, formerly known as Sande Marimo, has died. In a statement, the Zimbabwe Football Association did not disclose the cause of his death. His death comes a few days following the death of former Dynamo's player David Yoki Mandikora and former Dynamo's coach Mick Pule. Ye Zulwanda Balingali Janda Pelikona and our Zokes Chieneo, Logan Wukips Tube, Lapaskawakona, will tell you to Live Talk. I'm trying to get spoken in COVID-19 as Zimbabwe. Sebulu Tukulenda was named civilly Osongani. Kuvinji was civilly Konoko COVID-19. Kuvinjo Anje, Ningawuti, Kanya and Mutulani Lo, Yamamacha Wunyomalasai. So Maskangela, Endonas Nengi, Wani Abantu, Seven Valero as in Gini, Neskatu 156, Ndambama, and Somela Velo Mutuhambayo, Uzo Chow 6 XN. Isologe is Utamoti, Lesem Pilagat, Vika Wuti, Ulabatu 17, Abable Umkutani Lo. What about 826? Bahlolwe batholakala vele COVID-19. Kuna manje nxa sikhuluma kusukela ngombibitho enyakenye, sokuna abantu abedlula 1,700 kwele Zimbabwe asabulawa yi-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lolu luyabi kanjalo ukuthi okwamanje-ke kulabantu abeyi 5,073 akuthiwa ngama-active cases awe-COVID-19, phakathi kwabantu abedlula 44,000 asebathestwa batholakala vele COVID-19. Singathi-ke bakhona baphepha kumkhuhlane lo asebefika-ke 37,524. Nxa sisikhangela ke ukujujwa kumbe ngithi ukujova kwejekiseni, kunabantu 725,000 abedlula khonapho sibili asebathola ivaccine kumbe sithi idosi yokuqala kwezithi bazisukele umkhuhlane lo. Sizwile njalo uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika njalo ukuthi ke badinga amavaccine amatsha njengoba kukhanya ngazani amadosis abekhona one sephelile. So badinga 2.5 million amadosis e-COVID-19. Vaccine. Basukuthi ke luyabika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi ama lockdowns asekhona eKariba, eChirundu, eKaroi, kobulawayo siyakwazi futhi eNkulumane, eNketa, eMganweni, eMakandeni, Luveve, Country Park, Njube, the Central Business District. Kukhanya ngani akumelanga abantu behambe ngesikhathi nxa u-6 o'clock sitshayile kusiyafika u-6 ekuseni abantu bengahambahambi kunjalo sibini. So ke sibe sikhumbula ukuthi kwezenguqu kulo Sunday Marimo. Obesasaziwa kathesi ngokuthi nguSande Chizambwa. Lundoda wayedlalela ke iDynamos, wadlalela futhi leZimbabwe Warriors kasekho, waphinda njalo waba umqeqeshi wamaqembu nalawo. So ke izifa ibike ukuthi hhayi kasekho umnumzana, kodwa bajonga ukuthi engabe buleyo kuyini. Kusanda kubhubha ke uDavid Yoki Mandikora, lo Mick Pule, siyamkhumbula uMick Pule wayekhotsha iDimbare. So siyakwazi ngesikhathi leso abantu laba babedlala ibhola ikakhulu nxa ukhumbula uSande Marimo, ukhumbule njalo lo David Yoki Mandikora. ngabantu babedlala sibili ibhola kumangalisayo. So kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda pachirongwa chedu tinokuchindamidza ine mufaro. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk apo nhasi tine gango. Asi nyaya huru yatiri kutaura nayo inyaya yechirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve nenyaya yemamiriro akaita nhomba dzeCOVID-19 munyika pari zvino. Atichiona isu kuti bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa iro kuti pane vanhu 6 vakawanikwa vachishaya neCOVID-19 nezuro. Uyezve panyaya iyoyo pane vanhu zvakare takatarisa uwandu hwevanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Pari zvino pane vanhu vanodaudzira 1600 vashaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 kubvira denda iri ratanga gore rapfuura muna Machi. Uyezve pari zvino vanhu vawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba yatingati iye pasecond phase yechirongwa chiri kuitwa nebazi rezveutano vasvika ivo pa700,000 pari zvino. Nyika inoti iyo inoda kuti pawanikwe pachibayiwa vanhu 10 million kuti pave paine yavanoti ivo herd immunity yavari kutaura iyo kuti pari zvino panoda kuti kana vanhu ve 10 million vabayiwa denda iri harizowanikwa vachiri chibata vanhu vazhinji. Uyezve tinotarisa isu kuti pari zvino nzvimbo dzakawanda dzawanikwa idzo dzaiswa pavari kuti ivo pamahotspots munzvimbo dzakadai seMashonaland West kune dzimwe nzvimbo zvakare. Kubulawayo kuri kuwanikwa iko vanhu vachinzi vasawanikwe vachifamba-famba kuitira kuti denda iri risawanikwe zvakare richipararira. Tinotarisa kuti hurumende yakazivisa zvakare kuti zvikoro zvanga zviri kufanira kuvhurwa zvakambomiswa kuti zvivhurwe nemavhiki maviri. Uyezve pari zvino tinotarisa kuti pane nhau dzatichangobva kutambira kuti vaimbova murayiridzi wechikwata chemaWarriors vasande chidzambwa vashaya. Hatisati taziva kuti vashaya kubva kuchii asi hatiri kunzwa kuti pari zvino vawanikwa ivo vachishaya vakawanikwa zvakare vari Dynamos asi tikazoona vari murayiridzi weMaWarriors. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura nazvo ipo pano tichitarisa kuti vanhu vari kuona sei zviri kuitika panguva ino yeCOVID-19 panguva apo vanhu vazhinji vari kutaurwa ivo kuti vasawanikwe vachikwira mabhazi akazara. Nekuti tinoona kuti kunzvimbo dzakadai seChinoyi mapurisa emo atotaurira vatyairi vemabhazi kuti vasazadze vanhu mumabhazi kuitira kuti denda iri risarambe richipararira munzvimbo iyoyi. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo Marvelous. I've been having a show before this one. It's called Zimbabwe Today as Tokeni. So we were discussing this COVID-19 issue with Ezra Chisaspanda. And he was actually going around Bulawayo, where there are these localized lockdowns. So he was speaking to so many people, and he met these two ladies, and they were actually talking about what COVID-19 is all about and what these lockdowns mean to them. Let's hear what they were discussing here.
Say, I'm a Kamal Moban.
I'm
Faith Nguyen.
Faith
Nguyen,
Lawe.
Hey, since we're going to a lockdown, how many?
Into le tina ya stita ka kulu ngoba silonga zwisisi lokungaqedisisi ngayo ngoba I lockdown singahlala phansi government ayisindisi tina singabo mama abasebenzayo ya single parents and siphila etarren siphila sithengisa ukuze siphile simuli zethu but ibona all of a sudden uyazwa kuthongwa kule lockdown and so mele sihlale ezindlini tina I government ayisindisi ngalutho ngokuhlala ezindlini. Tina siphila etareni sisebenza ukuthi khona lokho esukutholayo it's hands to mouth siphilisa abantu bethu. The moment ukuthiwa sihlale phansi akusela lutho esukutholayo. So kumele sihlale phansi kodwa sela income
kodwa khona ke sisebenzela khona kuyabe kumele sibhadale sibhadala 11 years akuvunyelwa bond ngebond yakubhadala inkalakazi.
So lapha ngelindlela iyabhadala imali ncithi uhulumende labo city council
sibhadala ku city council $11.50.
So nazo kuyavala ngo-3 kufanele wenzeka lo tholo kodwa ukuthi ubhadale futhi kodwa
uyabona akathi isikhathi bani
emini kunje
khona sivele emakethe
u-11
sithi sikade ukubopha
so it's only 4 hours ngiyabe ngithengisele bani 4 hours wathenga wami ngathola lami imali ukuthi ngithela umntwana impuphu lesichebo sosendlini lesingu.
So lapha ke manje ke lina ngomkhotane lolu ukhona yini sekela bona umuntu ogulayo
athi nasikaze simbone njalo asimazi lokuthi ubonakala njani lokuthi uyagula. siyezwa njengakho kuma news kodwa thina ngawetha amekhasikazi simbona umuntu ogula
khona phejube togcile kabi icorona la ethwala ihotspot lapha emalokitshini
ye sizobe menshena singaphatha sifake sibona simbona ngumuntu obulawa singazibona abatshona behamba thina anti ukuthi sitshona sisezitendini zethu sisebenza but asizali angifuni kamba manga
nxa ningathi amabhasini lapha kunjani kwakuminyanwa
yinjekakhulu yikho esukumangalayo kuthiwa i-social distance yangikhona kodwa thina siyaqhitshwa size sifakele esitendini
ebhasini zezukho lezi
ibhasi zeneze zezuku la mabhasi angikhona futhi kawakwani ngoba amabhasi angikhona simelele i-one esukuye emalokitshini silokhu esisela iningi khonapha kuthiwa sivale ngo-3 endlini siyafika ngo-8 silokhu esilinde amabhasi
ikhephi-chao city lizothini
akula ngenye indlela la amapholisa amelele kwazobakulabhasi anti sebakhipha le eminye
ithoina sesihamba ngenyawo sometimes sesivalekele ukuthi siyatshaywa ngamapholisa singatholakala silokhu esilekhaya.
There you are, marvelous. These ladies are actually vendors in Bulawayo. So they are selling different wares. And they are saying, you know, they don't understand these localized lockdowns. Because at the end of the day, they are saying they are no longer making money. And sometimes when you go to the central business district where there's money, there's no business. So they end up going home without any income. So to them, these localized lockdowns are ridiculous. And they don't make sense. But they are saying they are following these regulations that were actually, you know, put by the government. And all what they are saying is there's too much confusion and you don't trust what the government is saying, you know. So at the end of the day, they are saying it's problematic, this kind of a thing.
Apo tirikunzwa isuma kwamadzimai vari kubulawayo vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pekuomeswa. Kwakaitwa iwo mitemo yeCOVID-19 munzvimbo yavari kugara vari kuti ivo pari zvino raramo yavo yatokanganisika uyezve havasi kunyatsonzwisisa kuti kwosei vakawanikwa vachiomeserwa mitemo iyi ndozvavari kutaura ivo vachiti upenyu hwaakunetsa uyezve havasi kunyatsova nevimbo yezviri kutaurwa kuti sei mitemo iyi iri kufanira kuomeswa yeCOVID-19 gips.
And but some people are actually working. There's a security guard who also spoke to Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo. Let's hear what he said about working during this COVID kind of crisis.
Elias is in one of them seven in Lapa. You need lockdown to go affect Tangway.
No.
Oh, so yeah, because I'm looking seven in the schedule.
I'm looking seven in the schedule.
Okay, so in what we are relying, but we essential.
Yeah, I'm very busy.
In general, class and I'm trying to tell you 3 or 4 or 6 in time. I'm a medicine guy.
I put him in a carrier too, so.
I was a whooper man.
Yeah.
You COVID, you know, what's your vaccine?
Yes, I'm a church.
But, who won't come up
here? Yeah, I'm
okay. I want to show up on the cool and COVID.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Abantu nxa bekhuluma lawo nxa ulapho ohlala khona bathini bayesaba
So that's the security guard, marvelous. You know, he's saying that, you know, he works every day and there's no problem with the curfew because what he does is, you know, he goes there early, knocks off early, and so he's not affected. But he says he encourages people to actually, you know, have this social distancing, clean their hands, and keep all the standards that are needed, you know, to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Apo tiri kunzwawo mumwe murume wechidiki vanoita basa ari kuchengetedza nzvimbo vari kutaurawo zvavari kusangana nazvo asi vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vanhu ngavaenderere mberi vachiteedzera zviga zvakatarwa neWorld Health Organization zvekugeza maoko, kupfeka mamaski nezvimwewo.
Now, we also have a granny that actually talked to Ezra Chisa. You know, very interesting discussion here. You know, this lady sells some goods, you know, along the streets and sometimes sits somewhere and starts selling tomatoes onions, vegetables. Let's hear the discussion just briefly.
So la pola ngono ngene la wawusenza noma utata
angasebenzi
yena ungiyasebenza
eh
so ngendlaba yokuthi kathi akusela umuntu ukudla endlini wathi ngcono usebenze wena
eh ngathi ngcono abendokisa kuno
so la pota ngala
emakethe
wisi uzothengisa abantu la
eh ngizothengisa ukuthi ngibangamfakela abantu izenze idolo kokudla
so abantu bangakhala
Eh
babe mele uthubele uma usethwele uhle.
Eh bendle kuyimbida konoko sifike sikuchathise ngifake esitofini sidle.
Nanko ke kuthiwe kathesi ke sekule lokho kuthiwa yilockdown so kumele uqede masinyane ngo 6 lapha kumele usise emkhaya. Kuzwa njani nako lo?
Bona pa yimphelele angila ukuthi ngathi iphelele kwapha ngiyathi lomthandazi ngiyathandaza ukuthi bakithi. Hayi angikwazi ukuthi
Awuholi mali nje social welfare.
Hayi.
Ula lutho.
Kodwa umnyaka wami awukafiki ukuthi ngingaholi.
Shule mina mngani?
Mina nje 55.
Kodwa umnyaka wakho akafiki ukuthi ungaholi.
So there is the lady, you know, the senior citizen. She's saying, you know, it's very difficult to get money these days. And during COVID, it's worse off. So yeah. It's stressing problems, you know.
It's a sentiment that's shared by many. I also had a conversation on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei with a lot of people saying that they foresee a lot of people going hungry during these restrictive measures because they are not really sure of what's supposed to happen. Unlike, you know, in the first lockdown where people knew that they were not supposed to be going to such and such places and they knew that if they went there, the police would be able to, you know, restrain them from entering the cities and stuff like that. So this is a different way of doing things. So a lot of people are finding it a bit confusing as to what exactly they are supposed to be doing. That's what they said on the program.
And imagine, you know, Ezra Chisaspanda spoke to a former footballer. Do you know these footballers, when they are done with business, at times some of them, you know, have problems in terms of employment and all these kind of things. So let's listen to this interview that he did with one of the former footballers.
Yeah, we know one for it.
Mimizo yami ngusimba rusike.
Simba rusike.
Eh.
Usimba sike bora.
We bora ye.
Engakubona udingelo. Kanti usenza nempilo simba.
Empilo nalisi ngihlalela kulanto engiyenza. Imali impilo yakho nenzima le lapha.
Azongisebenzi vele.
Ngaye ngasebenza e-release ngasechiya.
Ibhora selaphela.
Selepha ibhora selaphela yini.
Azangithole ukuthi ibhoreni.
Hayi, ngizangithole lethu sini.
Akukho umuzi abalayethu wadlalelani nana.
Mina ngazalela amaZulu ngasen siya ku-Resters eyakhonapha e-Nazareth Dawai. Amathimu engangadlalelayo.
Hayi, indoda ekadlala ku-Premier League usimba lisikela. Mna bengasabona abona mask la vele ekugcine kanto engabone lethu. Hey, nasi ke kuthiwe ke i-lockdown sikhona. Wena uphila ngani vele?
Awathi esivele ngihlalele ngiphila ngokuthi nxa ngithola ama-piece job ona la ukuthi asambe soke siyenza, soke siyenza. So sithole sithola okuncane ke ngikwenzayo khona impilo yami yenza.
I-coaching yale.
I-coaching ngaza ngibe lesikhathi sokuthi ngidinga ukuthi bakufunakala imali ukuthi ngiyebhadala so ngaswele imali ngenxa ngingasebenzi.
Ibhora vele kula la pentsheni ebhore.
Awula la pentsheni ebhore mina.
So kathesi manje uzenza njani ukuthi udleni vele empini uhlalo bani?
Mina lesinhlala lomama ngenkosela zabantwana.
So you remember Simbaru Sike used to play for AmaZulu and the Rail Stars, eh? This guy was a star, I tell you. So yeah. He says with this COVID and all these other problems, he's struggling to make ends meet, and he says life is very tough. You know?
I think this is what we're also seeing happening to the arts industry in Zimbabwe, as well as the sporting, icons. Sometimes this happens, and COVID has made it worse. Speaking to some of those that sing and things like that, they were saying because they're not performing due to the lockdown, and things have really been difficult for them and their families. So it's good that Ezra was able to catch up in real time with a real star, a former footballer, so we can hear what he's doing and, how, if anything can be done to assist him.
Yeah, so we'll continue on rolling some of these videos. So right now we've got our guests lined up. One of them is Mr. David Siampondo. He's here in USA. And we also have Mr. Eliphas Mashaba. He is in Bulawayo right now. And I think Dr. Simbama Vaza is also joining us shortly. So let's start with you, Mr. Eliphas Mashaba in Bulawayo. Tell us about these localized kind of lockdowns. What is going on right now?
Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you, Zimbabwe. The localized lockdowns as a result of the surge which we have witnessed in the country of growing numbers in the COVID related issues. And of course, as a responsible government, government has found it correct that they localized where they believe they are hotspots. Hotspots have been identified. Let me talk in particular in Bulawayo, where we have areas under district administrative areas, for instance, where the clinic, the COVID clinic is based. We have got Kulumane. Kulumane will cover areas like Mkanini, will cover areas like Nketa, will cover areas like Chabalala and so forth. And then we have Kandeni, which will cover areas which stretch up to Njube and the like in the northern areas. Those are areas which also involve our CBD, where most of our business has been affected. However, I think because of these numbers growing up, it is necessary to try and minimize the movement of our people and also re-conscientize our people, because there is a lot of, relaxance. People are relaxed in terms of following the new guidelines or the Ministry of Health guidelines, especially in terms of sanitizing, in terms of masking up, in terms of crowding. Our people in Bulawayo, in particular, there's a lot of disregarding of the rule of law. You go into most of our bars, you find they're packed. You go into our restaurants, they're packed. And of course, we also have the transport situation in Bulawayo or the country, which I think is playing a major role in terms of spreading the COVID-19 issues, because people are crowded, overcrowded. But I'm happy that the government has issued a directive to say that each Zuko related transport mode of transport, they are supposed to carry at least 50% of the people required to be in that vehicle. So, yes, there's an outcry, but it is a necessary outcry.
Thank you very much. So, there we are, marvelous. So let's go to Mr. Siampondo, and maybe he can tell us a bit about what he thinks about these lockdowns. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Thank you very much, Marvelous, and thank you very much to our viewers. Yeah, lockdowns to me, when we are faced with a serious health situation like ours, I think they are most important. But however, I'm having a challenge with how our government really is approaching this COVID pandemic. Right. So you will recall that we had more like succeeded in terms of slowing down the numbers of COVID infections. But however, in a way, we can blame the people also for being a little bit reckless. But you will see that it takes the leadership, it takes the government to lead by example so that the people will follow. But in our case, in this instance, you'll find out that our government is the culprit to breaking these COVID regulations. If you look at when they put up that Bianehanda poster or that statue, really the government invited people in the streets. And from then we started to have numbers spiking. We also see they did nothing to some of these celebrities who are moving around, gathering a huge amount of people in our towns and our communities. I'm talking in reference to Twaba. And you will see that he was more like supported by the powers within the government. Mm-hmm. And we could see how he interacted also even with the highest office in the land after he has come from those gatherings. So I think the government is to blame on this one, on this current wave, because it has been reckless by its own actions and some of the actions of individuals that they aided. But however be the case, they need to observe these rules. They need to mask up. They need also to avoid unnecessary movements, because yes, we may be blaming who caused this and who caused that. But at the end of the day, it becomes individual, because when the COVID strikes, it is you and your family and your loved ones. So to protect your family, to protect your neighbor, let's just observe the WHO regulations and ensure that we mask up. We ensure that we get vaccinated for those who have got the chance to be vaccinated. And also let's observe all the regulations that are given. And mm-hmm. also even more importantly, to avoid unnecessary movement. Let's stay at home. We know it's difficult, but let's just be at home.
Thank you. Marvelous.
Munoona sei zviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino panyaya yekuomeserwa kwemitemo yeCOVID-19.
Zvinhu zvinorwadza nekuti mukatarisa kuti mitemo yeCOVID-19 yabvira kare iripo ichiiswa. Nekuti pane patinotarisira kuti vanhu vanofara kunge vachiteerera mitemo iyi and vachishingirira, even tinoziva kuti panoiswa mitemo pane zvinokanganisika. Like mukatarisa mitemo yeCOVID-19 inoita kuti vanhu vagare mumba, and kana makagara mumba hakuna kumwe kwamunowana imwe nzira yekurarama. Hurumende haina chairi kubatsira nacho muchikafu nezvimwe zvinhu zvinenge zvichidiwa kuti vanhu vaita sei vawane kurarama. But tinozvinzwisisa nestage yatiri mumaringe nehupfumi hwenyika kuti hurumende haitomborina kana maresources ekuti ibatsire vanhu. Asi tiri kuti vanhu ngavachiisa, vanhu vari kuitawo sacrifice yekuti vagara kumba, hapana zvavari kuti havasi kubuda panze. Hurumende yatochifanira kuti iyo ichicherechedzawo kubva kudivi kwaro zvimwe zvezvinhu zvainoita kuti vanhu vasapedzesere vamumastreets vakufamba-famba, COVID yoramba iripo. Saka kana vanhu vachigara mumba, ngatigarei tese tichicherechedza kuti tikasatyora mitemo iyi, COVID ichaita zvinani. Asi tikaityora, ticharamba tichingonzi garai mumba, itai zvakati nekuita zvakati. Saka inini mhosva hombe pari zvino pawave iyi dzinoipa kuhurumende, nekuti ndo imwe yakaita mamwe maactivities akaita kuti COVID inge ichipararira. Panga pasina need kana kuti panga pasina chinangwa chekuti vaunganidze vanhu pavainoisa chitumbi chambianehana, panga pasina need yekuti vamwe vanoita nezvematongerwo enyika vakurudzire vanhu vakaita sana
twa vanhu vana Passion Java pavaifamba vachiunganidza vanhu mumadhorobha nekuti izvozvozvo ndozviri kukonzera wevhi yatinayo right now. Hakuna kumwe kwatinokwanisa kuinongedzera kunze kwemaactivities aiitwa navanhu ivava pavaiunganidzwa mumadhorobha vachiuchira vachifara vachiita zvavaiita.
Thank you very much, Mr. Elifas Mashaba. Do you have any reaction to that in English and Ndebele, very briefly?
Ndiyabonga baba Tips. Vakiti uhulumende ngukhulumende. Uhulumende nganxa sila imkhuhlane uhulumende kavalwa. Kuyasetshenzwa suku zonke njalo kuba lama programs lapha lalapha. Yebo ye, kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa kusiba lama gatherings ku-observe yonke umthetho ethe yafakwa ekhaya lokuthi inqabele umkhuhlane we-COVID. Singasola lapha lalapha kodwa iqiniso elikhona ukuthi sonke silomlando njengamaZimbabweans. Sonke silomlando wokuthi khona kambe lapho esikhona siyayenza yini. Uthile umfowethu omunye lapho ukuthi ekugcineni into leyo evele iqondana lawo siwedwa. Ukuthi ubukugathering yiphi kumbe kwathini kwathini thini akuncedi lo lalo kabe lo mlando okuzivikela ngendlela eqondileyo.
Ye, umfake nake esilungu nje ngamafutshane khona baba.
Thank you, Gibbs. I suppose, yes. There are different views as to how we are spreading the COVID-19 pandemic. Yes, people are pointing fingers to government gatherings and so forth, but let's not forget that the government is an institution which is supposed to be operational. If government does not operate, then, you know, it's not a supermarket which can be closed down. Government is an institution which is regulated to make sure that it's operationalized properly and certain things must happen. However, it is upon each and every individual to adhere to the stipulated regulations. Mm-hmm. It's not about who has done what. At the end of the day, it's about yourself and nobody else. If you are affected, you are affected alone. I think even if there are certain gatherings which are happening, there is stipulation that there is, you know, the distancing, sanitizing, and so forth. I'm sure governments, they are also aware of what they are doing. Of course, you have a situation where you discover that in instances where there are gatherings, for instance, the people talking about the Mbuyane Handa issue, there would be certain people who would have been invited guests. And I'm aware that in those areas, people are given invitation cards. Of late, they issue out even your name tagged card, so that when you enter, it is known that you're an invited guest. But however, you know, we have people who would always want to be where they're not supposed to be. And those are the challenges which we face. But at the end of the day, it all boils down as to say we all have a responsibility to take care of each other.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We are now joined by Mr. Michael Mgandaldiweni. He is in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. My apologies for joining late. I was running all over trying to beat the curfew at 6.
Oh, yes. So can you centralize your camera so that we can see you? Yes. So now
using a mobile device, so...
Yeah, okay. You're okay. So tell us a little bit about, you know, this COVID-19 lockdown. Where are you and how affected are you, you know, by these lockdowns, as a vendor's leader, you know?
Yes. Thank you so much, Akibs. I think I'll start from a positive note to say that I think the government has taken heed to our call to make sure that when they are putting in place these restrictions, they must balance between livelihoods and also COVID-19 restrictions, which means that they must at least allow people to work, at the same time also putting in place mechanisms to at least contain the spread of the virus. For us, that is positive, that people are working. And as an organization also, we have taken it upon ourselves to have people moving around marketplaces, reminding people that they have to or they must observe the WHO protocols, like sanitizing, putting on their masks properly, observing physical distancing, and even screening temperatures. And we have even before given some materials through our partners with a number of our organizations to support the traders to reduce the cost of compliance. So we feel this is a right decision that government has taken to contain the virus, but also at the same time, making sure that people actually are able to work. So the lockdown has, of course, reduced the working hours. As you know, that people are supposed to be closing their mukambos around 3 and then try to rush home and beat the curfew at 6 o'clock in the evening. So that on its own, it has affected, of course, the income levels in terms of the sales. As you know, that people tend to buy a lot towards end of the day. And this time around, people are not really concerned about buying or shopping around, but getting home on time. I mean, in time before 6 o'clock. So that has had a dent in the business of our membership. The strongest call that we are making now to the government, I'm not sure if we are following, Mr. Dube.
Yes, we are following.
So our message right now is to make sure that the vaccine is available. Our concern is that the first dose of the vaccine seem to be seemingly centralized in the mentioned 3 institutions that you know. I'm not sure if I'm able to mention those based on the press statement that we saw from the local authority. I think they mentioned the Engujeni Hospital, Mpilo, and also at UPH for people to get the first dose. And the second dose, of course, seems to be available in other health facilities. So what it means is that people now have to commute from as far as the way they stay, like Country Park, for them to get into the CBD and further commute to these centers. Mm-hmm. So that on its own is a challenge, because a few people will afford to commute at least 2 or 3 times for them to get the vaccine. So our call right now is to make sure that the first dose is made available. And also we're getting reports from some of our contacts and colleagues who are telling us that they are queuing up to an average, a minimum of 6 hours to get the vaccine. And that is a concern, because some people end up walking away, having, say, frustrated from getting the virus, the vaccine. So that is a concern. So our call now is that the vaccine must be accessible to particularly high density areas, so that people don't have to commute to all these centers. To these centers for them to access the vaccine. That is our biggest concern right now, because I think we saw pronouncements from some government officials talking about that they are going to be moving into marketplaces to ensure that people, for those who want to work, to have been vaccinated. And if the vaccine is not available, then how will people get vaccinated?
Thank you.
But for us, we are very clear. We are encouraging our members to at least get vaccinated, so that we try and at least achieve the herd immunity of some sort and be able to get working again in marketplaces.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So let's get Mr. Siyampondo back on the screen here. Marvelous, go ahead, Mr. Siyampondo.
Mr. Siyampondo, munoona se jirugu utaurwa kubaku ubulawayo pa msoro peja, baruku sangana na shupangwa ino ye COVID-19.
Yes, Siyampondo, what can you say about what was being said by Mr. Michael Ndweni? Inshona, if you can, go ahead, sir. No, I think, can you log in again so that you can hear us? So can you log in? Maybe come back again. So let's go to Mr. Eliphaz Mashaba. You can pose a question. Marvelous to Eliphaz Mashaba. Go ahead.
Mr. Mashaba, so on the ground, what, how are people like living day to day? Because we saw some videos of people that were really saying that they are facing major challenges in when you look at the, you know, being able to look after their own families, especially during this new imposed lockdown laws.
Mr. Mashaba, can you hear us? Go ahead, sir. Can you hear us? I think he got disconnected there. Well, let's bring back Mr. Michael Ndweni. He's there. Quite marvelous.
Mr. Ndweni, I'll pose the same question to you, that what are some of the challenges that people are facing right now in these newly imposed COVID-19 laws?
Okay, I think I've mentioned some of them in my previous submission. I spoke about the reduction in incomes or sales because of the reduced number of trading hours. Mm-hmm. That is a serious concern. As we know that a few months back also with an outright lockdown, that is a serious concern because some people, I was talking to some today, they were saying they're even failing to take off. They haven't even taken off. And already now we have this reduced the number of trading hours. So it's really putting or a knock into their business, into their businesses. So that is a concern that we are seeing. And of course, beyond even this current lockdown, but the issue that we have the borders closed, some people have been surviving on bringing goods from out of the country for resale here or producing some goods locally and taking them out of the country. And they are saying right now they are not even working because of the closure of the borders. So they can't go and sell in neighboring countries. They can't go and buy for resale in the country. So that has affected many people. And the women are talking about issues of getting harassed by or getting their goods stolen or getting overcharged by what they call the runners or middle person who are now at the go-between, who are trying to use, of course, other means, for instance, maybe trucks to bring in the goods. And they are saying that they are actually making very, very low profits, which are not enabling them to fend for their or feed their families or access education, pay for the school fees, or even access medication, among other things that they need to meet to have their families surviving. So these are the realities that women are facing. And for those that take a risk to, some of them were told that they even cross in some illegal exit or come in using illegal points, they get mad. Some of them are getting raped, telling us that sometimes you get raped and then you are even scared to report because the husband will know that you got raped, and some will get rejected. Some are saying they don't even know the structures or the institutions that they should approach should they encounter some of these sexual assaults or sexual harassment. So these are the realities that women are facing under these continuous lockdowns.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes, I was a colleague. So let's now cross over to Bulawayo, where we know that Ezra has been talking to a lot of people, marvelous. So let's get him on the screen with some people that he's been talking to about COVID-19, these lockdowns. Here we go.
Joseph
Dube.
Yes.
When are you?
Daniel Dube.
Daniel Dube. When are you?
Choice each card.
Okay. Hey, Choice, manje kathi niyabona lapho uyathunga ukuthi ubona uzayenzani njalo sokuthweke sokuqasa ikhefile ibusiness izihamba njalo.
Hayi, kunzima vele sesisafa ngoba masehlezi endlini. Kunzima noma ukuthi sithole ukudla ungasebenza endlini uma ukhona la.
Njalo sokule kefile nje kuzabe kusebenzeka njalo ukuthi ibusiness ivale ngo-3 emini. Lizavala lithini la?
Akunzima, sizavala silandela umthetho wabo kodwa lifuyale kunzima.
Akulani labo elithola khona imali inzuzo yindi?
Vela akule, silonga zingasebenzanga akula noma othola khona isawu.
Ye, subuye lapho kodube. Dube ke wena wenzani la?
Mina ngilungisa imthina foyela.
Imthina?
Ye.
Ngiyakubona lapha, imthina yokuthunga yonke le.
Imthina yokuthunga yona le imthina yamajesi ba.
Imthina yamajesi?
Yes.
Nampo ke sokuthiwa sesibila futhi ku lockdown. Uzaphila njani?
Nanto hlupho ndoda. Sizafelwa ngabantwana. Sizafela ngabantwana sibili kasikwazi ukuthi sizabamba kusekele ngakho.
Wena kona pelo bengula kuminjana abantu baxokozela kakhulu ukuthi kuphambanisa ukuthi kambi ngabe corona igcwele.
Ah lokho ngingakhuluma manga mzawa.
Suka wabona umuntu ogula icorona.
Angaze ngimbone sibili.
Abona umuntu ofayo umazi.
Hayi.
Akho. Ijackson usahlatshwa kodwa.
Iye sengahlatshwa sibili.
Kodwa ke sikumele ume kade sikwenzela lokho kwenza.
Hayi sokumele ngiyime ndoda but kakumeli nami ngizabe ngincengancenga nami ngikhonapho.
Ama-customer njani akuvalwa ngo-3 years abuya.
Lokho sokusazi inkosi ndoda. But siyakhuleka ukuthi babuye. Njengoba nalakho khonokho abakwenzayo abanginika khona lakho yikho ophila ngakho. Ye.
Okay. So lapha ke mbuye kuweke lapha unozana. Wena ukwenzani? La uyalungisa.
Mina lami ngilungisa intina.
Yiyo le gcwele lapha.
Yiyo wena gcwele lapha.
Uma customer ke kuyamanjani hambe labe lilawo lonyaka hambe kunzima ibhizinisi yenu ibinjani kodwa
yona ibhizinisi ibisingani iyaphikaphika manje nanko sokubuya futhi okunye kunzima bro.
Okay, wena ubufisa ukuthi ngakwenziwani ngale lockdown abantu babesebenza kumbe kube lockdown
ikakhulu i-lockdown leyi nabesifisa ukuthi abantu ngaba kululwa nje ngesebenzi ngoba ungathi ahlala endlini into zonke ziyama lazi amarenti khathesi sibhekane namarenti ekhansili awezesa ama-landlord
konke lo bafuna imali abalandawo i-lockdown
bafuna imali kwanile.
So abalandawo i-lockdown
hayi kulandaba foyini akulandaba
irenti yabhadalwa kunje
ifuneka ikwanile mngane okuthi ke kulapho uhulumende kufanele ukuthi ngawe uyangenela khona sincedise khona khonapo
lockdown kunje irenti hayi
ye anti abantu bona kusiba lama lockdown sibani uhulumende sibili ngawe uyangenela ezigabeni zabo khansili kuzesa abone ukuthi kwenzakala njani njengoba nabantu babehlezi besezindlu kathi imali yakhona kuyathuyivela.
So nga ngabhatala kwenziwani na
uyacothwa sibili ungabonakala esitridini. So kulapho
loko ugcine kuncane konke sokusebenzisa kurenti
lapho sokusebenzisa kurenti kodwa ke anti silala abancane kuyafuna ukudla phela kakukwazi kuleyo nako kuncane lapo
kuyabe kufuna ukudla
kuyabe kufuna ukudla nakunjele ngenze njani ke kunzima mngani wami.
Ah kunzima
uhulumende ngawe uyasincedisa sibili la yena
ikakhulu into yenza amarenti
lesi ikakhulu into yenza amarenti sibili
ngoba thesi sibhekane lokulungisa izimali ze-school fees. School fees kumele enye indlela emangalisayo. Hayi sekunzima.
Amazwi akho okucinda mama wena uthini?
Ayi njengabe sivalela sobe sithi lockdown athi laba ekhansela ukuthi ethawini la singase sabhadala amarenti njengabe bevalile but bona bayebabizela kuphela amarenti noma atleast ukuholisa abantu ukuthi bebethole ukudla besehleze ezindlini sobe lokho hlezi kungela lutho amarenti endlini ayafunakala ngapha ayafunakala amanzi kamagesi ofuna ukubhadalwa kodwa thina hlezi endlini kodwala isikoleti siyabe sikhula.
So there you are marvelous. These are some people who have got their own stores. They are doing whatever they're trying to do. But they're saying, you know, this kind of situation that they are in is very tough. And they're asking the government to actually intervene in terms of paying rentals. You know, they're saying that's having a very direct impact on their lives. So we still have Mdadla with us and Mr. Musan Musontini. I think he has just joined us as well. So quiet. Maybe you can go to Mr. Eliphas. Mashaba.
Mr. Eliphas, when we talk about some of you know the things that are needed for the vendors to use during this COVID-19, are you availing that to some of the vendors, or what's the situation there to enable them to carry on with their work?
Yes, Mr. Mashaba, are you there? I think it's been cut off. So
I think network is probably very bad. But let me just translate what the gentleman there.
I guess he's back again. So let's try him. Mr. Mashaba, can you hear us, sir? I think we've got a problem. And Kwabala Ndamate has just been cut off as well. So let's go to the gentleman that we have here. I think that's Michael Ndiweni. He has been around for a while. So let's try him now. Go ahead. No, I think it's cut off as well.
Okay, in the meantime, regating Mbo, Taura Shanga, Shuruku Taurwana, Baba Vaba, Kutaura Pavidio, vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kusangana nematambudziko akawanda panguva ino yeCOVID-19 uye shuviro yavo ndeyekuti dai hurumende yakwanisawo kubatsira vemabhizimisi nekuvabatsira panyaya yekubhadhara nzvimbo dzavanoshandira semarentals nezvimwe zvakadaro, vachitaura ivo kuti dai paitwa homwe inobatsira vemabhizimisi nekuti pane zvinhu havasi kugona kubhadhara marent nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Yes, I think Mr. Eliphas Mashaba is back now. Mr. Mashaba, can you hear me now? Hello, Mr. Mashaba, can you unmute your button and come in, sir? We're waiting for you now. I think he has got a challenge there. So how about Kovalanda Mate? Uyangizwa? Kovalanda, uyangizwa? Kwayanzani. Yeah, akucho uti wanibona njani kwezala leZimbabwe woma lockdown lokuba. Yeah, kubeka ba. Kubeka Kovalanda. Yes, bona ngazani the network is not doing us any favor. So let's try to see what we can do. So Ezra Chisa also spoke to several other people. Let's hear some of the interviews that he did right now. There it goes.
Mama Lingwa.
Mina Fatima Ngwenya.
Yeah, Fatima Ngwenya. Yeah, Umama. Sherondebe. Yeah, when I. Yeah, when I. Okay. When I guess. Sikhuluma ngendaba omkhuhlane lo we-corona siyenza ukuthi kube le-lockdown. Sizakuthiwa khona belokishini lapha le kuthi ugcele sokule hotspot.
Mpela ungithathele i-corona yami.
Bacela ungithathele i-corona yami imaski. Ye wena siye sizwe le he lapha zawuthi igcwele lapha kugcwele yini lapha enkulumane wena ungaboni lutho? Okay. Wena la ungayiboni? Manje nxa uthiwa kathi silivalele sasebenza njani uthiwe liphile njani anti kuthiwe ngo-3 bese lihlezi ngikhaya amashopu namhla avala ngo-3 lizwa njani? So ikhefi lizaphila njani ikhefi ngo-6 kutho ukuthi asahambi ndawo mama asahambi ndawo ngo-6 yatshola uhlezi wenzani wena empilweni? Manje ndiona kuthiwe kona kusathengi somake i-restaurant so kodwa itheka iyavunyelwa
khona pangwazi sizabona
ngakho abantu bathenga kodwa wena kutshela abantu ukuthi upheka ngabafuna ukuvakatsha eshopu yakho phela sile sithengise khona emashopu laba nxalambele emsupport uthe ngowansisa shelo ndebele uyapheka komakoni ngopane shopu lifike limthengi zitshwala kwethu ndazake siyefika kuyo mama unandiona uthe uyesabala siwahlatshwa yini awukahlatshwa yaphela ungahlatshwa ilokishi lakho phela leli kuthiwa yi-hotspot kambe liqiniswe yini
sizwa ngabo kodwa thinasikwazi sizwa ngabathi kuthiwa inkulumane i-hotspot mina ngomunye ohlala enkulumane 5 asikwazi njengoba kuthiwa singamina wemagrosa angahamba ndingani ngalala sendingalani ngingumuntu umama kuhlala endlini kuphela
so kathi sakula nto ekuaffekthayo wena vele
mazobe
le curfew uyazihlalela
mina kuyangi-affektha ngokuthi even kathesi sengani ngiyastresseka ingqondweni
yindaba
nxa wathi asihlale endlini ngingaphumi bengizama ukuthengisa okungumbhida mphume ngiza kuhlala ngangidleni endlini
Yeah, so some of the people that are talking to Ezra Chisaspanda there, I think Mr. Michael Ndweni is in now. Mr. Ndweni, so these are the people that you work with on a very regular basis when we look at vendors and all these kind of people. So now, what do you think about all this? I think he has been cut off. Today, our network is giving us a lot of problems, but we believe that we've got so many people that we have here that we can actually, you know, have on right now.
Kamumbana.
Bakare, Bakare.
Yeah, Bakare.
A.D. Bakare.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nyabona bolo ngisele lo hambo so siya ngabe usithu ebantwana
kare siya emfe.
Yeah.
Ngizothi kufumile. But ngifuna ukuphuma lapha kuya eBotswana nje.
Yeah.
Yeah, ikukula abantu aba.
EBotswana kula abantwana.
Yeah, yeah.
Manje kuwino sokumisa ungahambi.
Indaba yena le corona yese imisile ngoba ngam futhi ngothatha i covid alawana covid ama test lawana wathi awuphumi ngale border ngoba kuvaliwe So I decided to come on last Friday.
Okay.
Then I went to the test on Thursday.
By the city.
What acquaintance would do?
By the test.
Yes, why what I'll test on a test to a particular pum. Yeah, pum Elizon is out.
I want to
say Boswan.
What about So, Musabins
will meet. You need a company for Nangari Boswan.
Will they come by the
police? Yeah, could I value that is? Ngoba ngenda bayinalia ngaswela umuntu ungabe trusted ukuthi ngimshiye
yamakhiyami
eh lekambani
so lapho uniselokuthi lechabalala la
yangisechabalala
eh la ibishiyo trade hotspot uhamba njani la
i hotspot
eh ukuthi icorona igcele la
ya ngiyizwa kuphela njalo ukuthi icorona ya ikona kona apa kakhulu especially enkulumane in next door yami lapha
eh
kufa abantu abaningi eh
so uzanjani manje kathi njalo ufuna ngemfeni njalo usithi kula lokhu la kuhamba
I'm not even comfortable I'm not
about his show up
yeah of course isinini sa yeah umtaka my guru wami fida okay but yeah I'm just
uzayenzani manje ngathola lokhu njalo lockdown namhla uthi kule cafe phela
ngizozenzana
ngo 6
kusho ukuthi mele impenduke engine ngesikati singakachayi u 6 wakho
sikhangele bona njengo busy abantu be business nxa kunje phepho kuvalwa emini like this ubona njalo ngane bantu
akulunganga it's not good at all it's affecting us yes ngoba our daily commodities you cannot get and meet them in time that's where the challenge is it's a great challenge in fact
nga ukhuluma nonkosana labantwana kwaba thini bosa
what kungcono but they are not comfortable since I'm absent from them I'm absent from them.
So uthi lapha maye amavikile amabili uyabulapha ezimbaba.
Ngikhona apha ngaya ngapi nxa kunje ukuthi kabavula ngayo amaboda akho na nxa avaliwe kanje. Akhona lapha ngaya khona. So that's where the challenge is to me. Yes baba.
Okay. So uthini manje kathesi uthini ngoba uzululayo le abantu abalale uthi benzeni lapha?
Abantu
okhula ama business people banzeni.
Abantu ma business ukuthi khona apha kwabulawayo. Akhulubana ukuthi i-government iyangena into leyo kumele wathi abantu wasebenze ngoba nxa abantu bangasebenzi vele boyabhadala ngani ama-rent house ongabhadala ngani ama-day commodities whatever they want they cannot do it because the border I mean the corona is affecting us you understand what I mean
so wahlatshwa manje nje
mina ngahlatshwa ngivela ngale eBotswana khonapha angasatshwa yiko kade ufuna ukuthi ngiwoshatshwa that day on Thursday last week.
Yes, so this is a businessman, Marvelous, who is intended to go to Botswana, but he says the borders are shut down, so he's stuck in Bulawayo. So he says he's got some kind of issues with that, because he says his business is grounded at the moment. And now we realize that we said Sunday Marimo is late, instead it's Meshek Marimo. So we wish to correct that. Go ahead.
Ugadzirisa patambu yenge tataura isu kuti vasande chitsambwa vashaya aiwa muni na wavo Meshek chitsambwa yashaya saka toda kungogadzirisa ipapo uyezve apo manga muri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe muzvina bhizimisi ari kutaura iye kuti pari zvino zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti miganhu yenyika yakavharwa saka asi kukwanisa kuti akwanise kuenda kunowanikwa achihodha zvinhu zvekutengesa zvinoreva izvo kuti business pari zvino harina kumira zvakanaka panguva ino yema restrictive measures iwaya akaiswa nehurumende vachiedza ivo kuti varwise denda iri recovid-19 rinonzi ratekeshera munyika uyezve tinoona kuti zvipatara zvemunyika zvinosanganisira pari renyatwa group of hospitals vari kuti ivo vari kutogadzirira kuti vatambire varwere vakawanda vachange vachitarisirwa kunzi pamwe vangabatwe nedenda ine COVID-19 tichiona kupararira kuri kuita chirwere ichi pari zvino Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous, I think we've come to the end of our show and we need to really correct that the person who we said actually passed away is not Sunday Chitsambwa, but it's Meshek Marimo. So Meshek was a very, very good player for Dynamos, you know, and he actually was somebody that we know used to play very good soccer, right? So we've come to the end of this show. We wish to thank our guests this evening. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good weekend.
Good night.